Dear Sangha, today is the 31st of December, of January 2010. We are in Upper Amlet and we are studying the Sutra, Absolute Truth. A face who look like a mirror. This sutra belongs to a series of sutra. Number 5. And this sutra have been given by the Buddha even before he had monastery. It's the first year of his sharing the insight. And equivalent to Paramatha Sutta. The 796 to 803. In Chinese text, there are two texts, two sutra. In Pali, we have one text, but in Chinese, we have two texts. And the Tripitaka is 198. Is also there are those translated by Taitang Hoi. It may be translated from Vietnam. This sutra may be translated from Vietnam before Tang Hoi went to China to share the Dharma. It's only a theory, only a speculation only. It's Thai, so that it could be, it's not sure. But it could be also another possibility is he may go to China first. This sutra have been translated in China because there the king appreciate him, set up the new temple. He can bring a lot he can ordain new monastic, Chinese monastic, say that. So this sutra have a lot there is about 99 sutta, and these 99 sutra have been divided into 6 part, and every part have qualities like endurance, keeping the precept. So these 99 set of sutta have been divided into 6 set. 6 little set. And the first one is Bodhi Dhammo. Vokak is to translate the word Paramita, it means absolute. And the second letter set is Yai Do. Yai is precept. And the third one is endurance. The first one is giving bodhi. The fourth one is diligence. The fifth is chan meditation. And the sixth part is mindo, it means shining, enlightening, awakening or something. It's a great understanding, insight. At that moment, the Tanhoi use the word min, it means very clear, but not use the word insight. Deep understanding, deep clearance. So each little set have 15, 13, 19, 99. So 90 sutra divide into 6 part. And the last part is they call prajna, very great understanding or insight part. Nowadays we translate by insight, but at that moment Thai Tang Ho translate by very min clear clarity, great clarity. So we are learning the sutta number 89. Now, we suppose that when we were in Vietnam, the Master Tang Hoi have translated maybe in 80, and when he arrived to Ngô country of one of the three countries of China, at that moment China was divided into 3 parts, and Đông Ngô, East Ngô, is where the Tang Hoi went there. And he persuaded, he shared the Dharma to the king of Đông Ngô, and the king set up the first temple there. And so we have 2 texts in Chinese. And so, they have been very kept until now. And we compare now when they copy. The teaching of the translation of Tang Ho very carefully. And during that copying, I discovered 16 mistakes. And I compare with other, I say that, well, but the other one, translated by other teachers, is more mistake. So it's proof that they appreciate really the teaching of Tang Ho. So the translation of Tang Ho have only 16 mistakes. Why other translator, there is many mistakes. So he tried to write something closest to the teaching of the Buddha. And it's 2,600 years now. And then, the scholar can have the three texts, 2 in Chinese and 1 in Pali, is great. And we have about 5 or 6 one in Sanskrit, and some scholar have discovered. I think that last century, I missed the year he mentioned. And it's in Sanskrit, while here it's Chinese. And most of the Chinese texts come from Huyền Trang, who went to India and brought back and translate from Sanskrit to Chinese. So that sutra belong to the 6th group. It means the absolute truth. There is 2 in Buddhism, if we mention 2 kind of truth. One is called relative truth, and one is absolute truth. And yang there is absolute truth, and tuk there is relative truth. So sometimes if you read at relative truth, you think that there is many contradiction with the absolute truth. The first sentence, because we are still ignorant, we are still ignorant. We have no light yet. We are not clear in our mind yet. And then because we are ignorant, but we are so sure of what you learn. And you say, no, I'm the best. You don't know anything about Buddhism, or anything about teaching of the Buddha. I'm the best. So usually when people practice like that, they are so sure of their knowledge and they are caught by their what they learn. And then we have that perception about the teaching of the Buddha, and we are caught in that learning, and month after month, year after year, you are so sure of your knowledge about the teaching of the Buddha, and you don't want to open the door, your heart, to listen and to learn from other way of seeing things. The second sentence, we do not see clearly the path. We do not have any practice who can help to transform your difficulties, who can help you go out of your difficulty. You do not have that methods. But the word Buddha, you have to understand in that way, it means no path. It means no methods to practice properly in order to get out of your difficulty. You have no path. It means you have no way to get out of your difficulties yet, of your anger, your jealousies, your fear yet. But you are so sure. But you and you are still confused. You are still confused. But, and you don't have any methods who can help you to see clearer and get the deep insight. Shut yourself in your ego and say that, I know everything. And so sure of your knowledge. And you don't have any methods, but you say that, I know everything. Yeah, that sutra I have read. You know everything. The Chinese text, in that sutta, it said, in the Tang Ho text, that word Dan, they write Dao. And in the Tang Ho text, is more correct. Dao means upside down. It's not correct to the truth. Upside down, white, you think that black, and incorrect, but you say that correct. It's upside down. So the first mistake when they wrote, they copy from Tang Hoi, text. Our translation of Nghĩa Thục Kinh. This too, because you are still ignorant, but you are so sure, you stick to your perception and you don't want to have no chance to see the real true light in other side. We have no methods to get out of your difficulty, but you say that, oh, I know everything. Vô học means you don't need to study more. And your mind is still upside down. A lot of confusion. We have no methods to get out and have insight. And here is the second gatha. It's the first gatha in two lines I already explained. Now, we always want others to follow our practice. Because we feel that our practice is a unique. And always believe that what you see, what you perceive, what you hear are correct 100%. Nobody can be better than us. And the other one, everyone have to follow me. What I hear, what I see, what I act, nobody can compare. We are caught by five attachments of life, of the world, but you always proclaim that you are better than the world. Five attachments of the world is fame, money, sex, and run after food, fancy food, and sleep a lot. Danh sắc thực thủy, thủy mình sleep a lot. Thực mình food, but mình run after fancy food. Danh mình fame. So you have to, we are caught five cave of sensual desire, just mentioned fame, sex, thai money, shak mean sex, yan mean fame, thực mean food, and thủy mean sleep. Run after good food and want to sleep more and more and more. Thank you. self-believe that what you learn, what you hear, what you see, what you act is the best. You are caught by these 5K of sensual pleasure of the world. And we still are so sure that you are the best. That is another mistake in the copying. A means lean on. Lean on. Back on. It means Bahwa, I mean, he is also say untruthful thing. Embellish what is not true is a that Dwa means drown. Dwa means drown into the 5K of sensual pleasure, but we still stick to the belief that your practice is the best. The Buddha said to whom? Maybe us. We know that sutra is very old, very ancient sutra. Even before the Buddha had a monastery, the first year of his teaching. And his disciple tried to record by their memory. But when you record by your memory, you risk to have forget many things. So people, the monk tried to put into in form of verses, in form of poetry, so there is rhyme, so that you remember easier than in prose. And the translator, they compare, they see that style is very ancient, very old. And when you transmit verbally the teaching of the Buddha, is risky. When you hear Thay said something, you report to your friend, it's already a little bit different. So that is why when you make a prose, it's more difficult, a number of mistakes. But when you transmit by poetry, you cannot add, because at first. And so the like many Thay try to speak about the folk poetry. And on this poetry, remind a number of folk poetry, and every this French sentence rhyme with the second verses and rhyme, and so it's difficult to remember. But if it's only in prose, everyone add their own insight, and it finally, after a few hundred years, become totally two different sutta, and so. And it's the time of Chi Kim and Tang Ho is already 800 years after the passing away of the Buddha. So from that, they try to put into a kind of previous life of the Buddha, something like in the Sutra Katang we learn at the beginning of the winter retreat. They have also in Chinese, they have also in Pali. And then the pros they add maybe later on. Like when you fry some tofu and you put a number of croissant, lettuce, and then you put tofu inside. So that is like that. So the gata is like the tofu, and you put some lettuce and so on around the tofu. It means you add in order to make it more beautiful. And so they tell a story of previous life of the Buddha, and then they try to write a story, a true story. So there is the previous life, the Buddha was a king, and his face was like a mirror. And this sutra is among the story of the previous life of the Buddha. So the Buddha was a king, and then one day he invited people to come to debate, to discuss about philosophy, and he invited a number of philosophers, and everyone tried to prove that he is the best. And all the philosophers always feel that he is the best, and the other is much good, less good. And then one day the king had the idea. He invited all the blind people in the country, and he invited all the philosophers to stay there, and he ordered the blind to go and touch an elephant. And one blind touched at the leg of the elephant, said that, and people asked, what does it look like? The elephant is exactly like a pillar. And those who touch at the tail of the elephant, oh, the elephant is like a broom. And then, no, the elephant is like a fan. When they touch at the ear of the elephant, so every blind describe the elephant in their way of seeing. And then the Buddha, the king, look at the philosopher. You see, everyone have some idea, some perception about reality. You only perceive 100% or 10% of reality, and you are so sure that your knowledge is the best. And the other people see other side of the reality, and they describe, and you say that they are wrong. They are doing upside down. And then, so try to look deeply, listen deeply, in order. So if the blind try to listen to the other blind, and they can put together and they can have the elephant properly. But we only see one part. So we are so sure that the elephant is like a pillar, or the elephant is like the broom. And so it's the same. So there are a number of monastics who came for a baking day, and they said that, oh, it's too early, people do not cook yet. So we stop and we listen to a number of philosophers who are discussing about the truth. And everyone tried to prove that they are the best. And then the monk feel enough, and so they went to bake for food. And after baking the food, they come back and they have lunch. And then they report to the Buddha, how come that the philosopher, they are fighting each other for their, what they call insight. And so the Buddha tell that story of his previous life. Is that I was a king, and then I saw that so many philosophers are fighting, and then I tried to organize, to invite all the blind people, and then so on. So this is the story the Buddha told his disciple. And so that is the sutra really given by the Buddha. And they call own a story illustration like that. So 90 sutra on illustration like that. So Dhammapada is also number of illustration, but here is more about previous life of the Buddha. The third yatha. There is the word yam. It's look in the translation. I believe that is another word. Wow. That is preparation for the monastic to go and teach in the future, and you go and you compare and so on. So you have privilege if you know Chinese. Shame and ignorant, vong and illusory. We stick to our ignorance, and then I will stick to our illusion, illusory perception. And I cannot reach the true reality. You only have a very superficial perception, an illusory perception, but you are so sure that you have the whole truth. Om Jak means stick to, and to the illusory perception. You stick to your ignorance, you stick to your illusory perception, and you thought that you are, you know everything. So thanks to the copy of Tang Hoi that we correct the other text, Chinese text translated by other author. Closer, more logic, close to the teaching of the Buddha. Stick to your ignorance. And you believe that your illusory perception is correct. Of course, when you perceive, you don't think that you have illusory. Yeah? The Buddha said that 90%, 99% of your perception are illusory. It means not total. You only perceive 30%, 40%, 50%, 60%, and you are so sure that you know everything. But in fact, you still need to learn the 40% who are out of your reach. So the word that is, that behavior is a ta. Ta means it's not straight, it's leaning. In the Tang Ho text is that word. Use a number of your illusory perception and teach people and force people to follow you. Like you don't know how to swim, but you say, let come, I teach you to swim. And so you cannot be a big brother or a big sister, but you want to go and teach. You cannot be the model for your young brother and sister, but you still want to go out and to teach people. It's the third gata, the second sentence, I think. What you learn, you hear, you look deeper, you think. What you hear, you are so sure that is the truth. What you see, you are so sure that is the truth. Because when you see, don't think that you have all the truth. You see only one part, like the blind people see only the ear of the elephant and so on. So be humble of your perception. You hear, you see something like that. You are so sure that your husband behaved like that, or your wife behaved like that, or your sister are so sure that she is like that. But it's just a perception, and a perception could be partial, it's not total. And you, from that incorrect perception, then you judge people, you are unkind, you behave in a not very good way. And you hurt people because of your perception, not very correct. So this sutra is very important for us to what you learn. You can learn that the path teaching by the Buddha, taught by the Buddha, is different from other system of philosophy. First, we have to be aware that our transformation from the ugly person, unkind person, to a kind of thoughtful, calm, can master your strong emotion is not thanks to philosophy and arguing. That is an illusory arguing, metaphysical speculation, but it's not true practice. So metaphysical, all this system of philosophy are only metaphysical speculation. It won't help you to become from a person full of anger, hatred, irritation, to a peaceful, thoughtful, deep, wonderful person. So you don't need to argue, you don't need to speculate, you don't need to use your intellect to argue to see that that teaching is better than other teaching, or my teaching, my philosophy is better than other wisdom. You try to put into practice, but and you discover by yourself, is that practice help you to be calmer, recognize, try to transform your negative habit. So that is most important. You are not caught by all the ritual things, because in Vedantism, they have a lot of ritual. And in Buddhism, there is no ritual. And sometimes you are caught in ritual and you cannot go far. So in Buddhism, you do not need to be so ritual. Like in Vedantism, you believe that no, it's not on Vedantism, but yet I said that there's some ritual people believe that you believe that if you the ox is better than other animal and you cannot eat ox, but you can eat pork, and you believe that if you are born in as the head of the ox, you will be like that, or so on. So all this belief is nothing to do with your irritation, your anger, your confusion. So any practice that do not transform you, So nowadays they don't have that belief on ox, but they believe that they make that mantra. We make all these and we believe that if we read the Surangama Sutra every morning and you are not caught in sex, that is on the temple in China and Vietnam. They always believe that every morning they read Surangama and they are not caught by sex. But there are so many people who read 20 and they are still caught by sex. So that is a kind of belief. If you read that and then you obtain that, a kind of ritual that you believe that you can achieve liberation from the ugly bad person. You recite a lot of sutra like Surangama Sutra, mantra, Taoism, and then you are overcome. No. In Buddhism, the Buddha said that you need to practice mindfulness. You bring your mind back to the present moment and you see that there is some difficulty in my body. I try to overcome it. There's some difficulty in my mind. I'm angry. Whenever I see that person, I'm so angry. So you look deep and you practice. You see that, well, maybe that person have nothing to do with my anger, but she look similar to the person that I hate when I was a child. And then you overcome that. So be aware of what happened. And you look deeper and you, by yourself, you transform. So what? You have to investigate again and again what you learn and try to overcome. And so when you are caught, you are so sure that everything you learn is like that. And then you cannot go far. The way is very humble of your perception, what you hear, what you think. And on this ritual, try to look deeper, try to overcome. Try to see the meaning of that by yourself. But don't be caught by you are so sure of knowledge, your perception, and then you will not progress. The fourth gatha, those who practice correctly will decide not to follow that path. I said, look, is the Buddha told you that? Is what I told you. But maybe they wrote together by the text of Tang Hoi. Trong phòng sẽ không có cái màn cassette của anh lắm. We see that the world go in that path, not very good, we don't follow. That is the advice now. The wise one do not follow the path of people in the world, ordinary people in the world. The wise one do not follow the ordinary way of the world. They only practice accordingly to their mindfulness. They bring the mind back to their body in the present moment, look deeper and see clearly what happened and try to practice. And you see that if you do that, it helps you to be more fresher, more calmer, more compassionate. And why the ordinary way is to retaliate, to punish, and they drown themselves in difficulty. So you don't follow the ordinary way of the world, but you follow your mindfulness, your compassion, your concentration, and you do accordingly to what you practice of compassion, of concentration. So the wise one, the true practitioner, have to practice to go back to their mind, look deeper in a compassionate way. And when they do that, don't try to compare that you are equal to that person, or you are superior, or you are inferior. You take care of your business. Don't take care of others. Don't try to be superior, or inferior, or equal. And if you see that by doing so, it makes you more peaceful, more understanding, more loving, that is correct way. But if you feel that they are punishing, you feel satisfied, but why? But the other way, to try to retaliate again, and then you are caught again. So don't follow the ordinary way of the world. We try. That word is this word dang. Is from the word de, mean holding, hold. Like etymologically, they mean practice, holding practice, hold the practice. Don't have any complex to be inferior or superior or equal to anyone. You just look at your practice and you compare that you before the practice and you now. and what is most advantage? Way, that means you feel more peaceful, calm, compassionate, free from your anger or from your jealousies, and that you know that you are on the right path. It's you who judge you, but not. And so you can, when you read this sutra, you see that the Buddha is really a teacher. He's not a patriarch, he's not a king of the Dharma, no. He's just a humble teacher who tried to share and to teach you how to transform yourself. And a true, careful teacher who tried to correct you that in a very meticulous way. Very careful teacher, loving teacher. Yeah. There is no flavor of mysticism, mystic and powerful ability, and now in some school they describe the Buddha is like a powerful God who can do everything. And sometimes they disagree that they say that the Buddha is a human being. Some Buddhist school. So they only read in Chinese and they do not translate yet. It's like one sentence on that site. They said that the style is very old, very complicated, not very easy to understand. Can we translate by things now, the things now, guy, the things, and cow is things after, things in the future, things now. You do not get hold of the things now. So the things in the future, how you can get hold? What happened now and in front of you, you cannot see totally, you cannot see thoroughly. How you can see what happened in the future? And things of now, you are not caught. If you have concentration, you have insight. You go in the present moment, but you are not caught by things in the present moment. Things happen now. You don't know thoroughly. And the future, in the future we go to Vietnam, what happened? Don't think about that. You have to seize the present moment now. Can you at all properly now? And you cannot get hold, but it means understand thoroughly, but not caught. It's different from hold and understand deeply than different from caught by. And in the future, we let go. You have some perception about the future. You are caught by that idea. That ideology is the best. Buddhism is better than other religion. So on. So you are so sure of what you have. And so you have no luggage. No luggage, because sometimes you have a lot of luggage. In your luggage, there are a number of forbidden, you have ideology, you have a number of things that you feel that it's a lot of luggage. You have to release your luggage in order to be in touch with the truth. Your luggage could be your knowledge about something, and you are so sure. So what you see now, you don't be caught by. When what you see in the future, you don't caught. You release everything and be free, be fresh, and to look deep in the present moment and absorb what you feel that nourishing, what you feel that helping, would help you to be more calmer, help you to be more compassionate. You do it. Don't caught by a lot of luggage. If you do that, you are sinful. If you do that, etc. Don't be caught by all this luggage of knowledge that people give you, letting go. And you, the only thing you give is your mindfulness. Bring your mind back to the present moment. Be fresh, be calm, look deeper, and see what is the best. Film or pathway cloud from the book of Thay present the Buddha like a human beings have a lot of difficulty when they stumble with the Mahayana school. They say that the Buddha is a superpower people. They describe so simple, so number of obstacle people don't like that way. He still read in Chinese, and I wait until he say it in Vietnamese to translate for you. Even you have that sight, that view, and what you hear, but you still practice to look deeper. You hear like that, you see like that, but try to look deeper. Don't be caught by that view. When you have that view, you are so sure, I know already. Don't be so sure, look deeper. And what that view that you hear, you think, oh, I hear he said like that, she said like that. But look deeper. Maybe there's something deeper. And then you are ready to release your knowledge, that perception, in order to reach the perception more closer to the reality. Like you know how to make tofu. and you are so sure that your way of making tofu is the best. But maybe there are other people who can make better tofu. And then you are ready to release your way of making tofu in order to learn the new way. Yeah. You have some insight. You said that, or you feel that you have great insight already. And so maybe when there's some difficulty in your life and you make use of that insight, it's work hardly. And you say that, oh, maybe I need to learn more. And I'm not so sure of what I know. And thanks to that, that Buddhism can improve by your practice, by your own practice. Because you learn the spirit of releasing of your knowledge, of your perception, in order to go closer to reality. So sometimes you feel that that person is ugly and you think that no hope for her. Never know, sometimes you can learn more of the wonderful side of her, and you can learn more and you improve, and you can live in harmony with her or with him. So here, I read in the translate. And the text. You hold unto, but you believe what you have attained to the highest mind. What you learn and practice is wrong, but you want to help others. What you see, you hear, think, and own the ritual and precept that you are practicing, you are caught by them, and you are not able to free yourself from it. And the fourth, the mindful person sees the world following that path. He is determined not to follow. He practices only right mindfulness, and while practicing, he is very careful. He doesn't allow himself to be equal to, superior to, and inferior to others. Fifth, what we are not able to grasp now, when it comes later, we are also not caught in it. You let go of all dogmas, ideas, and we can walk by ourselves in freedom. Even though there is knowledge and understanding, we still look deeply in order not to be caught in them. Six, you are not caught in dualistic view, nor caught in the idea of today and tomorrow. The one with wisdom walk on the middle path, look deeply at all dharmas to attain the highest concentration, samadhi. Seven, you have to look deeply into things you see, hear and feel so that we do not give rise to wrong mindfulness and not to be caught in wrong perception. Use wisdom to look deeply at the mind and object of mind in order to let go of everything and not to be caught in any dharma. 8. If all dharma really do not exist, then what dharma is there left for you to practice? You have to know how to find the first absolute truth in your practice. You are not caught in ritual and precept, and you do not see that as the true teaching. And because of that, you are able to cross to the other shore, no longer return to the cycle of birth and death. You have to practice like a kind of food. In the Zen tradition, it said that the practice bring you joy and peace is a kind of food for you. So the practice as joy and happiness is kind of food for you. Thiền duyệt, it means using the practice as the food. Every day you practice, and the joy of the practice is a kind of food. if you follow a practice center and you have no joy and no peace at all, so it's maybe not your center is wrong. You better change other center. So the practice must bring you joy and peace and a kind of healing for you. And you consume the practice instead of consume things which destroy you. Consume alcohol, consume drugs, it destroy you. But when you breathe peacefully, joyfully, that is kind of consumption. You walk mindfully, relaxingly, in touch with the moon in the morning, the late moon in the morning, on the first ray of sunshine, you are nourished. That is your food. If your mind is caught by some project, some anger, and even the sunshine is so beautiful, the frost in the morning is so beautiful, but you are not happy because you are caught by your anger or by your project, and your daughter is so beautiful in front of you, but you are caught by your anger with somebody, and your daughter is nothing in front of you. She is nothing. Your beloved one is nothing because you are caught by your anger. And so the practice is to bring a kind of food. You must practice in a way that you are in touch of everything is nourishing. The person in front of you, even she has some difficulty, but a lot of goodness in her. So you enjoy the goodness in her and you enjoy the qualities in her and let go her weaknesses. And so it nourish you every day. So the practice, you practice is kind of consumption. And you stay in a sangha where everybody try to practice. And is this person radiate that peace, or the person radiate skillfulness, or the person radiate what kind of qualities, and you appreciate the qualities, the things is kind of nourishing, a kind of food for you. And when you hear the sound of the bell, you stop, and then you go back to the present moment, breathe in, calming, breathe out, relax, in and out, relax, and then you wake up again. You look deeper again. Things happen around you. This morning I didn't pay attention that this meditation hall is very beautiful. It's a lot of love and care of the brother who built that. And then you enjoy. And then you consume everything. You consume the brotherhood of this meditation hall. You consume the quietness of this sangha who sit quietly. You enjoy the relaxing way of your behavior. That is a kind of consumption for yourself. So sitting meditation is a kind of consumption. You sit relaxingly, you feel that, oh, I never be so relaxed when I sit like that. And people around me relax, go back to their concentration, they relax, their peace. And that is a kind of consumption. And then you have creative way to make things joyful. And it's nourish others and it's nourish you too. Oh, I can have more time to think of very joyful thing like that. And exciting and joyful thing like that for the sangha. And so it's you consume. There is one professor on medical school. He has Nobel Prize on medicine. A professor on medical school have a Nobel. He had Nobel, and one day he revealed to his student, during the 50 years, he was very diligent, very successful in his research. because he really enjoyed the research. And when he received the Nobel Prize, and so he had that fame, but he discovered that I am not a real searcher. I'm also diligent. But that diligence is not true diligence. Right diligence. Because right diligence, you don't care about that success. Because right diligence make you more relaxed. Even you are steadily practice. But why being diligent, you do it in a relaxing way. But if you are so hardly work, you can bring some work realized, but it's not a real deletion. Not a right deletion. When deletion is meant that every moment, every minute, you steadily practice diligently, relaxingly, and every minute is a joy, every minute. Every moment is a joy, every moment is a peaceful moment, every moment is a relaxing moment, and then that diligence is the right diligence. But if you are diligent in order to achieve that, and you can have a good work, but it's not right diligence. And the revealing words of that Nobel Prize scholar, he said that 50 years of practice. And when he obtained the Nobel Peace Prize, he is not happier. He said, and then when he discovered that, he don't care about the prize, but he really practice diligent, happy delusion in his research. We will learn next week.